بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning and no ending. He exists without a place, without a direction, and without a how. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family, and companions. The meaning of the second shahada, which is Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, is I know, I believe, and accept in my heart, and I declare with my tongue that Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, who is the son of Abdul Muttalib, who is the son of Hashim, who is the son of Abdu Manaf, who is the son of Qusay, who is the son of Kilab, who is the son of Murrah, who is the son of Ka'b, who is the son of Lu'ay, who is the son of Ghalib, who is the son of Fihr, who is the son of Malik, who is the son of An-Nadr, who is the son of Kinana, who is the son of Khuzayma, who is the son of Mudrika, who is the son of Ilyas, who is the son of Mudar, who is the son of Nizar, who is the son of Ma'ad, who is the son of Adnan, from the tribe of Quraysh, the most noble Arabian tribe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the slave of Allah and His Messenger to all humans and jinn. Follows believing in the message of our Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one must believe he was born in Mecca, and his mother is Amina, the daughter of Wahb, from the clan of Zuhra, from Quraysh, and that he was sent as a messenger therein, while he was an inhabitant of Mecca. This occurred while he was in the cave of Hira. This includes believing that he immigrated, that is, departed from Mecca to Al-Madinah, Al-Munawwara, upon the orders of Allah, and died and was buried therein, in the chamber of Lady Aisha, may Allah raise her rank. And this also includes believing that he was truthful in everything he told about and conveyed from Allah, and he does not make mistakes in doing so, whether it is about the news of the previous nations and the beginning of the creation, rules of permission and or prohibition, or about the news of what will happen in the future. As for what he told of the worldly matters, which were without revelation, it is possible for him to make mistakes. Among what one must believe without a doubt from what the Prophet informed us are the torture in the grave by soul and body, such as showing hellfire to the blasphemer twice a day, once at the beginning of the day and once at the end of the day. One suffers by looking and seeing one's place in which one will be dwelling in the hereafter, and such as being disturbed by the darkness and the loneliness of the grave. And this includes believing in the enjoyment therein. That is, the enjoyment in the grave, such as widening it 70 cubits by 70 cubits, and lightening it with a light that resembles the light of the full moon. This also includes the questioning of the two angels, Munkar and Nakir. The believer and the non-believer of this nation will be asked about the belief they died on, and everyone will answer according to his situation. Exempted from the questioning are the Prophet, the child who died as non-pubescent, and the battlefield martyr. This also includes believing in resurrection, ba'ath, which is the exiting of the dead from the graves after reviving them. This also includes believing in the assembly, hashr, which is gathering the creation and leading them after resurrection to the land of assembly. This also includes the belief in the Day of Judgment, Qiyamah, which starts with the exiting of the people from their graves, until the people of paradise enter paradise and the people of hellfire enter hellfire. This also includes believing in the presentation of the deeds, hisab, of the slaves to them. This also includes reward, thawab, which is the compensation received in the hereafter by the believer for his good deeds, which pleases him. This also includes punishment, adab, which is what disturbs the slave on that day, such as entering hellfire, and that which is a lesser punishment for sins committed. This also includes believing in the balance, mizan, in which the deeds of the people are weighed in the hereafter. This also includes hellfire, now, that is, Jahannam, the abode in which Allah has prepared to torture the non-believers and some of the Muslim sinners. It is created now and will remain without an end. This also includes the bridge, Sirat, which is the bridge that is extended over hellfire, to which the people come and cross with speeds and ease proportional to their deeds. One end of the bridge is in the changed land, and the other end is after hellfire towards paradise. This also includes the basin, Hawd, which is a place that Allah has prepared a drink for the people of paradise, from which they drink after crossing the Sirat bridge, after which they do not feel any thirst. This also includes the intercession, shafa'ah. The intercessors in the hereafter request from Allah to drop the punishment for some of the Muslim sinners. The intercession is exclusive to Muslims. This also includes paradise, Jannah, which is a place that Allah has prepared for the believers to enjoy. It is now created and will remain without an end. This also includes believing in seeing Allah Ta'ala with the eye in the hereafter. That is, believing that it is true. This is exclusive to the believers. They will see Him while they are in paradise without Him having a form or being in a place or a direction, as stated by Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah raise his rank. They see Him different from the way a creation is seen, because the creation would be in a direction from the other creation who sees it. The believers will be in their place in paradise. They will see Allah without Allah being in a place. This also includes the dwelling forever in paradise or hellfire. It is an obligation to believe that the believers will dwell forever in paradise and the blasphemers will dwell forever in hellfire. There is no death after that. This also includes the belief in Allah's angels, that is, believing in their existence, that they are honorable slaves, never disobey the orders of Allah, and always doing what they are ordered. They are neither male nor female. They do not eat, drink, sleep, or reproduce. This also includes the belief in Allah's messengers, that is, all His prophets, including those who were messengers sent with new laws and those who were not messengers. The first messenger of Allah was our master Adam alayhi salam, and the last was our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This also includes the belief in Allah's books. The most famous are four: Al-Quran, Al-Tawrah, Al-Injil, and Al-Zabur. And it is obligatory to believe in the destining, Qadr, that is, to believe that everything that happens is by the decree of Allah, along with accepting His decree and not objecting to Allah in His decreeing good and evil, sweet and bitter. Because whether the destined is good or evil, it happens by the destining of Allah, His creating and His will. Whatever is good of the destined, we love it. And whatever is evil of it, we hate it. And believing in the message of Muhammad also includes believing that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last of the prophets. Hence, there is no prophet after him and no abrogator of his law, and that he is the best of all the children of Adam. For he is the best of the creations of Allah and the highest among them in rank to Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the religion of Islam, to gather us under the banner of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and to gather us with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the prophets that came before him and that came with the same religion, the religion of Al-Islam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.